This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, it was a little sad. We learned that great Clips manager Lisa, who'd been there for 20 years, only makes $42,000 a year. And Lisa, if you're listening, we had a lot of people that wanted to literally open up a hairdressing salon or a barbershop and hire you so they could pay you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she needs more.
I know. I hope she got that message. 20 years loyal to a business? Come on now. Shame on you, great Clips.
Yeah.
All right, here is Michelle in Stanwood. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Michelle in Stanwood calling in for Share Your Salary. And we're fascinated by this, Michelle. We're so glad you reached out to do this because you are a patient service rep in the Monroe Prison. And I don't know about Gabe and Captain Ron here, but I always think that prison culture, prison life, kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
You guys agree with me on that?
I would agree.
Like, there's a whole different set of rules. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so Michelle, we got a lot to get to here, but let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you a lot of questions in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll come back. Everyone's going to guess what you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I can dig on it. Gabe, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
A lot of questions. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. If you are ready, go.
How many years have you been there?
2 years.
Tell us exactly what you do inside the prison walls, Michelle.
I schedule medical appointments off-site, so at the major hospitals in Seattle or Everett, specialist appointments for the incarcerated individuals.
How did you get into this?
I just applied to the prison, and I had a real... I got in on another position that was really not a whole lot to do. Mm-hmm. And then I split into this position after 6 months.
Do you ever have to schedule like hospital appointments for prison wallets?
Oh, yeah.
I told you. It's a whole thing, man.
Will you work there for the rest of your life?
Oh, yes. I have a great job. I love what I do, and I love the people I work with.
Are the inmates kind to you? Oh, I ran out of time. I want to find out more about the inmates and the prison culture and Pruno and all the things that go on in there. The shanking, you know, the shanks.
Okay. Yeah, you
know,
enough.
The shower, nope. You know, all the things. All right, but in the meantime, let's play the game, Michelle. Then we can have a follow-up conversation. So if you're listening and you think you know what Michelle makes, just text your guest to us right now, 253-642-WOLF. Be sure and put your name and where you live on that text, as we're going to use all your texts as our guesses. And if you can hang out, Michelle is going to share her salary as a patient service rep for Monroe Prison coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Michelle. She's on her way to work. She lives in Stanwood, but she's a patient service rep for Monroe Prison. Gabe, what does that mean? What else did we just learn about Michelle?
She's been there for 2 years. She helps book medical appointments for the inmates. She got the job because she applied to work at the prison, and she worked a different job for about 6 months and then moved up. She does want to stay there forever because she likes it and she likes her coworkers.
Okay, Captain Ron, you are up. There are so many texts to choose from. Which one are you going with? What are you feeling?
I think I'm playing it safe today. I think I'm just going to go a standard 65.
65, yeah, right. See, 60-65 seems to be the average for Washingtonians.
Yeah, and she's not managing anyone. She's still relatively new. I think if she invests the time into it, she can get good raises. But right now, she's just kind of flying right there in the median, if you will.
Okay, Gabe, 65 is where Captain Ron is. Higher or lower?
I don't know. That's tough. I'm going to play it safe as well and go lower because she's only been there for 2 years. I feel like she does it because she likes her coworkers.
A lot of stalling going on.
I'm going to go 60.
60 lower. Okay, I'm going to use a text here. Carly and Everett, thank you for texting in. I think it's one of those jobs that especially women are probably afraid to apply for. I think they're probably, it's like kind of a scary job and people are intimidated to work in a prison. I think I would be. So I'm going to give you a little bit more just on the demand factor, and I'll just go 75 with Carly and Everett. That is my guess. So 60, 65, 75, but we don't really know. So let's end the guesswork, Michelle. It's time to find out how much you actually make. Time to share your salary as a prisoner.
What? 62.5.
It's a split. It's a tie right down the middle between you guys.
Wow. All right.
But that's never happened.
Michelle, is your job really, is it pleasant or is it kind of scary? Are the inmates kind to you? Kind of like describe what that's like.
Well, they're for the most part, they're all kind to me. I'm not like a correctional officer where they are in the mix with these guys. We do see them in passing. They're kind. I'm always kind to them. But there's some people that really need some serious medical help. Well, there's a lot of them, actually. And, you know, I do my part to expedite that and make it happen. It is a very high demand position.
I bet. So, like, you're talking heart attacks, appendicitis, like emergency medical procedures,
cancer,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You forget, there's probably prisoners that need cancer treatment.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. Dialysis, you name it. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, if you were going to share one prison story with us, what prison story would it be? The story we might find the most interesting.
Well, I would say, let's go back to the trimmings. My very first day working at the prison, one of the COs came up and said, "Hey, I need more electric razors." And my boss said, "Well, I just gave you some 3 weeks ago. What's going on?" And he said, "Well, they're shaving their head and then they're shaving down under. So they're burning through the razors."
Yeah. So
and they all share the razors.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have a choice if you want to have the look. You got to share the razor.
Yes.
A lot of Australians at the Monroe Prison going down under.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
<Ba-da-ba-ba>. Well, Michelle, you be safe in there, and we love you, and we appreciate you listening. Hey, can people listen to radio in prison?
Well, they all have tablets now, so I don't know what they're allowed to have on their tablets because they are monitored. But I'm sure they probably can have radio stations.
What do they do on their tablets? Like Google?
Well, the email.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can email. And they can download music and.
Wow.
That's pretty
cush. TV and, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, three hots and a cot and a tablet, you know?
Yeah, I guess
so, man. And
the
best medical care money can buy.
Yeah, wow. Ain't too shabby. This is kind of surprising. All right, Michelle. Well, listen, we love you. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for listening every morning, too. We really appreciate that.
I love listening to you guys. You make my day every day.
Oh, you're the sweetest. We love you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Bye.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.